Although originally one, taste becomes manifold as astringent, sweet, bitter, pungent, sour, and salty due to contact with other substances.
Kashayam madurasthikta katvamla iti naikada bhautikanam vikarena rasa eka vividyate. Rasa, taste, is one, but it becomes varieties by different combination of bhautikanam, material elements. This is chemistry. Chemistry means mixing of different chemicals and produces another element. Just like soap. Soap is mixture of fat and soda. So fat oil is something else, and soda is another thing. But if you carefully mix them together, it becomes soap. So the whole world is the mixture of these five elements. Kiti of fire, water, tejo barimit vinimayam. The Sanskrit word is tejo bari mrit vinimayam. Mrit means this earth, and tejo means fire, and bari means water. You take earth mixed with water and put it into the fire, it becomes brick. Then you take another mixture, that becomes cement, and take the help of cement and take the help of brick, then construct a house. So whole material world is nothing but tejo barimit vinimayam, exchange of elementary, this earth, water and fire. The same principle here also taste. Just like we cook, the same oil, ghee, and salt, and turmeric, but we prepare different preparations, 100, 200 preparations, simply by the process of mixing art. So that is going on. Now, by Krishna's energy, parasya shakti vividhai masyate, his energy is working in such subtle way, mysterious way. Therefore, Krishna is known as Yogeshwar. Now the same earth, same water, but the seed different. So one tree is coming to produce chili, another tree is coming out to produce tomato, another tree is coming out to produce mango. Different taste. Mango is sweet, tomato is sour, chili is pungent. But these things are required, varieties. Although the source is one, the earth, but the earth contains all other five elements. Kiti of tejo bari, marut bom, everything is there in the earth. Everything is there, and by the expert handling of the prakriti, and behind the prakriti, Krishna, varieties of things are coming. This is Krishna consciousness, how things are coming by the handling, expert handling of Krishna. Maya dhakshena prakriti swati sacharasana. the blunt scientists, they are saying simply prakriti is the cause of these varieties, but that is not the fact. The fact is, it is the Krishna's manipulation, mixing of the elements, and different varieties are coming. Parasa Shakti Vividaiva Sruyate. Sruyate. You cannot see how Krishna is handling, but Sruyate. You can understand from the Shruti, by the Vedic literature as it is said here. Kasaya madhura sthikta kotu amla iti naikadha. Bhautikānāṁ vikārena rasa eka vividvate. Bhautikānāṁ vikārena. Just like earth, water, fire, yeah, they are bhautik. But they are not mixing together. The original, it's a manipulator, is Krishna. Just like we have got experience, I have given just now experience, that oil is there. Suppose oil is acid and soda is called alkali. The acid is there, alkali is there, but when a person comes, mix it proportionately, it becomes another product, soap. Similarly, everything is being manufactured like that. But how it is done? That is the expert handling of the Supreme Law. Parasya Shakti Vividhaiva Sriyate. He has got multi-energies, subtle laws, and he is working. But still he has nothing to do himself. That is God. Natasya Karjam Karananja Vidyate. Although he is handling, he is doing everything, otherwise how it is possible? We have got experience, there is oil and there is alkali or soda, but they are not mixing together. For mixing together, you require another living energy. Otherwise, automatically there cannot be soap. The soap factory is there, but the manufacturer is also there. So you have to understand in that way, that so many varieties, natural varieties, are coming out, not automatically. The blind scientists, they say, they're coming automatically. That is not very good sense. Nothing can come automatically. Matter cannot come together automatically. There is some machine or handling, Parasya Shakti Vividh, he is doing that, and still he is doing nothing. That is, just like if I have to make soap, I have to do it, or I can ask my servant to do it. I can give instruction to my assistant servant, they do like this. So anyway, the background is myself. The background is neither the servant nor the ingredients. There is another example, the potter's wheel. Potter's wheel is producing earthen pots. So, what is the cause? Somebody will say that the dirt, earth is the cause of this pot because it is made of earth. Another will say, no, the cause is the wheel because the wheel is going round, therefore it is coming up. These two causes, prakriti and pradhan, ingredients, and the instrument, they are not causes. The cause is the potter. Cause is the potter. The potter is giving force going round. You have seen it with the rod. It moves like that, when the wheel is in motion, then the earth is brought into a shape of different shape of parts. Therefore, material cause, remote cause, efficient cause, they are not cause. Real cause is Krishna. Sarva-kārana-kāranam. Īśvara-paramakṛṣṇa-svacchidānanda-vigraha. Anādi-ādi-govinda-sarva-kārana-kāranam. So that is confirmed in the Vedic literature, Upanishad. Parāśya-sakti-vividhaiva-sriyate. His energy is working. The same earth, the same seed, ingredient of the seed. There is variety of the seed also. Therefore Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Bijavaṁ sarva bhūtāna. I am the seed, seedling. The same process. There is a seed of rose tree you put into the earth and pour water, a rose tree will come up. They say, similarly looking another chili seed, but it will come chili. The earth is the same, water is the same. Just like on the river side, there are many trees. They are eatable with the same water, standing in the same earth. But different trees are coming up. Different taste fruit, different flower, different, all different. So therefore, the difference is there in the seed. So you cannot understand, you cannot chemically analyze the seed, a small seed, but the potency is so strong. You cannot study this by your so-called physical or chemical science. Then we have to understand, as Krishna says, Bijoham sarva-bhūtāna. I am the seed. With such subtle things, how it is coming out? In a small seed, what is the chemical composition? You put the seed, sow the seed anywhere, and put little water. That tejo bari mit, vinimaya. But the things are coming out differently. How the variety is possible? Therefore, we cannot mix up. There is rose scent within the earth. Otherwise, where from the rose is getting its scent? There is. Punnagandha prithibhyāñca. Prithibhyam, on this earth, there are potency of different flavor, different taste. Now let the chemist come and take the earth and make different taste. That is not possible. That is not possible. Therefore, you cannot simply say that prakriti is the cause of everything. No. Prakriti is there. The same water, prakriti means earth, water, air, fire. The same water is there, the same fire is there, same water is there, and same earth is there. Then why varieties are coming? You take from the water, from the earth, varieties of smell, varieties of taste. that you cannot do. This is Krishna consciousness. We have to accept the statement of Krishna, as he says, Bijoham sarva-bhūtāna. I am the cause. And the Shastra confirms it. Sarva-kārana-kāranam. He is the original cause of everything. So in this way, we have to study everything. And ultimately, if we come to the point of Krishna, then our knowledge is perfect. Otherwise it is imperfect. Kavibhi nirupitam. Jaduttama sloka gunanu vannanu. Idangi pungshas tapasas sutasava. Sistasya suktasya ca buddha dattaya abhichito artha kavibhi nirupita jad uttama sloko guna anuvannana. You are scientist, very good. You are botanist, you are physicist, and so many mathematicians and so on, so on. Because these things, laws are going on. People are studying the laws of mathematics, laws of physics, laws of chemistry, laws of botany, biology, divided into different departmental scientific knowledge. So that's, do that. Very good. You become large, very big scientist, very big botanist. And similarly, from other point of view, pious activities, he become very noble, a man of charity, or tapasya, or austerities, penance, so many things in the spiritual line, jnana, yoga, karma, that's all right. As you deal with material science, you become big mathematician, chemist, physician, or lawyer, and so many, naturalist. Similarly, spiritually, you become karmic, jnani, yogi. Do that. That is not discouraged. But what for you are trying? Why you are trying to become a chemist, or physicist, or a man of charitable disposition, education is why? And if I ask, if anybody asks, why you try to become a scientist? What is the aim of your life? What will be the answer, possible answer? The materialist will say, for developing civilization. Developing civilization means, in their view, developing the process of sense gratification. That's right. But Shastra says no, not that. That is not the aim. You become a great scientist, there is no harm. But why you should become a scientist? Now, Shastra says that avichito artha. Artha means purpose. If somebody asks, what is the purpose of becoming scientist? What is the purpose of becoming physicist? So, different men will give different answers. It is meant for this purpose, it is meant for this purpose. But kavibhi, those who are actually learned, advanced learning, they have said that avichita, avichita means without any failure, without any contradiction. You say that chemistry is required for this purpose. I say chemistry is required for this purpose. Another man says chemistry is required for this purpose. But difference of opinion, that is not accepted. Avichyuta, infallible purpose. What is that infallible purpose? Avichyuta artha. Kavibhi nirupita. Nirupita means it is already settled. You haven't got to make research anymore. Nirupita means it is already concluded. What is that? Jad uttama sloka guna anuvarnanam. If you can explain the activities of Krishna, uttama sloka, how he is acting, how the chemical process is going on under his direction, if you can write a thesis on this subject matter, ultimately Krishna is behind that, then your the study of chemistry is perfect. Avichita artha kavibhi nirupita. Nirupita means is concluded. No more argument. That is the purpose. That means if you are intelligent enough, actually, then, through any source of knowledge, you come ultimately to Krishna. That maya dhakshena prakriti suyate sacharat. The Krishna says, but if by your education, if you come to the same point, that here is Krishna, is in the background. Sarva karana karanam, cause of all causes. Then education is perfect. Otherwise it is samayeva hi kevalam. Otherwise it is simply laboring for nothing, waste of time. This is the purpose. Avichita artha kavibhi nirupita. Jaduttama sloka gunanu vannanam. So, parasa shakti vividhaiva sriyate. Very, very big chemistry, physical laws, mathematics, everything is required to understand the potency of God, how He is working. Actually, everything is being done by His potency. Here, the different taste, the material is the same, but the method of mixing the material, different tastes are coming out in existence. So how that expertly management of mixing is going on, if we can explain by our chemistry, by our mathematics, then our studying of chemistry is perfect. Then we are perfect. Idang nipunsas tapasas sutasava. Another play, atapung vidija sresha varna sama vibhagas. Sanusthitasya dharmasya saṃsiddhi haritoshanam. Haritoshanam is the ultimate goal. Sakarmana tamabharcha saṃsiddhi bindate nara de Bhagavad Gita. Sakarmana tamabharcha. You become a chemist, it doesn't matter. You become physicist, mathematician, it doesn't matter. Unfortunately, due to the Kali Yuga, as soon as one becomes a big chemist, doctor of chemistry, he says, I am God. There is no need of God. As soon as little, sapari janamatrena, parphorayate, you will see the small fishes, they are practically on the edge of the water and making parphorayate. The big fishes, they are down the water. So these so-called material chemists, they're nothing, a small fish. Those who are big chemists, big scientists, just like Professor Einstein, he used to accept how God's brain is working. He appreciated. He was a great scientist. And the ordinary paltry science, they think that now we are able to do everything without God. Therefore we are bigger than God. That is not fair. You are greater scientist when by your scientific knowledge you prove the existence of God and how He is working so finely that varieties of things are coming out of material nature. That is the perfection of knowledge. Otherwise, sānuṣṭhitasya dharmasya saṃsiddhi haritoshana. That is haritoshana. Unless Krishna sees that you are trying to glorify Him by your knowledge, then He becomes satisfied that I have given Him some knowledge and He is utilizing this knowledge for My glorification. He is My devotee. Devotee's business is to glorify. He doesn't take any credit for himself. Actually, there is nothing to be taken credit. All credit goes to Krishna. A devotee neither claims, neither it is possible. Even he may be very, very big devotee. He will never claim any credit for his glorious activities. His glorious activities means make Krishna glorious. That is his glorious activity. Not that, like the so-called materialist, he takes, wants to take the credit. No. Sakarmana tamabharcha saṃsiddhi labhate nara. Sakarmana. You may be engaged in any pattern of work, any department of work. But by dint of your work, you establish the existence of God, Krishna, And whatever is being done, it is being done by the expert management of Krishna. The sun is rising exactly in the time, and it is setting exactly in the time, and the temperature according to the different season, the movement, Uttarayan, Dakshinayan, everything is managed so expertly under the order of the Supreme, Maya Dhakshina Prakriti. Don't think the sun is working so nicely automatically. Not automatically. The master is there. Krishna. Jasyagnaya bhramati saṁ bhṛtakāla chakru. The sun is so powerful substance within this universe. There are many millions of suns. This is one sun only. But it is carrying out the order of Krishna. Jachakshuri sasavita sagalagrahana raja samastha suramati asesateja. Asesateja. Unlimited light, unlimited fire, unlimited heat. Asesa. Asesateja. There is no comparison with the sunlight, sun's heat. There is no comparison within this universe. Unlimited. For millions and millions of years, it is from the sun, the light and heat is coming out. But there is no diminution. It is the same as it was millions of years ago, and after giving you light and heat for millions of years, the same quantity of light and heat is still there. So, if it is possible for a material thing that after giving unlimited heat and light, it remains the same, similarly, the Supreme Lord, by expanding His potencies, by His energy, He remains the same. He does not diminish. Purnasya purnamadaya purnameva avasishyate. So, if we can see in the material object that the heat being emanated for many millions and millions, it remains the same heat. It maintains the same heat, same light. Why it is not possible for the Supreme? Therefore, Isha Upanishad informs us that purnasya purnamadaya purnameva avasishyate. If you take the whole energy of Krishna from Krishna, then still the whole energy is there. But you'll be surprised, nowadays modern gods, there are so many modern gods. I do not wish to name, but one modern god, he gave his power to his disciple. And when he came into consciousness, then he was crying. The disciples inquired from the Guru, "Why you are crying, sir? No, I have finished everything. I have given you everything. I have given you everything, therefore I am now finished." That is not spiritual. That is material. I have got 100 rupees. If I pay you 100 rupees, then my pocket is empty. But Krishna is not like that. Krishna can make hundreds of thousands and millions of Krishna, still He is Krishna. That is Krishna. The potency is never exhausted. That is called purnasya purnamadaya, purnameva avasishyate. So, this imitation, God will not help us. Real God, Ishara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, Anadi Radi Govinda, Sarvakarana Karanam. Sarvakarana Karanam, He never exhausts, He is never exhausted. It is said that Jasyaika Nishasita Kalamathavalamba Jivanti Loma Vilaja Jagadanna Natha Vishnu Mahan Sayajasya Kala Vishesha Govinda Madhipurusham Tamangamaja. The millions of universes are coming out with his breathing period, and again they are annihilated when the breathing is taken inside. In this way, the universes are coming out. Jagadanna Natha, Jagadanna means the universe, and Natha, the Lord of the universe, means Lord Brahma. So he has got a duration of life. And what is the duration of life? The breathing period of Mahavishnu. Jasyaika nishyasita kalam athavalamba jivanti loma vilaja jagadanna natha Vishnu mahan sayajasya kala visyasya Govinda madhipurisham tamam. That is God. That by breathing, unlimited number of universes are coming out and going in. And the duration of existence of each and every universe is the duration of life of Brahma. That we cannot calculate. Even we cannot calculate his 12 hours. So that is God. We accept such kind of God. Not a little magician, no. That is not possible. We cannot accept such cheap gods. We accept Krishna, the Sarvakarana Karanam, and we want to be eternal servant. That is our actual position. Jive Sarupa Nitya Krishna Das. By his unlimited potency, energy, unlimited universes are coming out with unlimited number of varieties of planet, and each planet is differently situated, different atmosphere, different temperature. So in this way, varieties. That is Ananda. Krishna has created these varieties because he is Anandamaya Vyasat. Anandamaya. Unless there is variety, so we are part and parcel of that variety maker. We are also one of the varieties. Jiva Shakti. We are also one of the varieties. So how we can become variety-less, nirvishesh, that is not possible. Even artificially try to become nirvishesh, variety-less. Our constitutional position is that we want variety. How it can be stopped? Therefore, in the Shastra it is said, the so-called Mayavadi, impersonalist, monist, arujya krichena param padang tata. Although they get up to the position of oneness, monist, but from that position they fall down. Why? Anadita jusmadangrena, hungry. Arujya kichina parang padang tata patanti adha anadita jusmadangra. Because they have no information of the lotus feet of Krishna, where to enjoy ananda, anandamaya bhasa. And they are by nature seeking after ananda, the so-called oneness, monism, that will not please them. They will require again ananda. But because anadita jusmatangra, they have not worshipped Krishna's lotus feet, they come down again in this material world and worship the feet of Maya. That is their condition. Arujya krichena parampadang tato patanti adha. And as soon as you are engaged in the service of Maya, that is your adhapatam. Adhapatam. As we, all this materialistic person who are within this material, you are serving Maya. Everyone is serving. Nobody is without serving. But they are serving Maya. So you have to transfer your service from Maya to Krishna. Then your life will be successful and you will taste different varieties of prasadam perpetually and enjoy life eternally and blissfully. Thank you very much.
All glories to Srila Prabhupada.